Sanibonani, good wishes for the day, and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines, we take a look at two murder accused get sentenced, a man is remanded in custody for the Gwamakuta massacre, and the Hawks refute fake story news. Stay tuned as we bring you this and more in the South African Crime News Podcast. Two murder accused get sentenced. This is a media statement from the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner in the Eastern Cape. Two accused arrested for the murder of Anne Smith, aged 86, were sentenced on the 3rd of June 2020 in the Port Elizabeth High Court. Sizwe Jiga, aged 28, and Junior Lungisa, aged 20, were found guilty and sentenced for murder, housebreaking and theft, as well as aggravated robbery. In May 2018, Anne Smith was brutally assaulted when the accused broke into her house in Martha Street House in Karma Park. She eventually succumbed to her injuries later in hospital. In July 2018, Lungisa was arrested in Missionville and charged for the murder. Both accused were positively linked to the murder. Jiga was arrested in October 2018 in Aliwal North. Jiga received the following sentencing in respect of the murder of Anne Smith. Murder, 25 years, 5 of which were suspended. Housebreaking and theft, 10 years. Aggravated robbery, 20 years. Lungisa was sentenced as follows. Murder, 25 years, 5 of which were suspended. Housebreaking and theft, 3 years, and aggravated robbery, 15 years. The sentences for both accused will run concurrently, so effectively they will serve 20 years each in prison. Jiga is currently serving a 16-year sentence for 6 housebreaking cases committed between July 2011 and July 2018 in Kabega Park, Hamwood, and Mount Road areas. Jiga is also linked to 2 other murder cases committed in May and July 2018. He will be appearing in court on the 3rd of July for these cases. The Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Lizwe Ntshinga, commended the investigating officer, DWO Rudolph Baxter, on his sterling investigation. Successful convictions of criminal cases is dependent on an array of police components working together. High-quality investigations like this demand a thorough and complete case docket in order to secure a sound prosecution. Criminals such as these are a danger to society and must be removed and placed in prison where they belong, added Lieutenant General Ntshinga. Our next headline looks at the man remanded in custody for the Gwamakuta massacre. This is a video statement from the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner in KwaZulu-Natal. A 23-year-old man appeared at the Umbumbulu Magistrates Court for the murder of 7 men at Gwamakuta. He was remanded in custody until June 11, 2020. His arrest follows an incident that occurred on the 20th of May when the community of Emsahweni heard gunshots emanating from a house in the area. When they were out to investigate, they found the bodies of 7 men with gunshots wound to the head in one of the rooms at the home. Police and other role players were summoned to the scene. The deceased were aged between 21 and 36. Gwamakuta SAPS opened a case of murder for investigation and the docket was transferred to the Provincial Organized Crime Unit for further investigation. On Sunday, the 31st of May, a 23-year-old suspect was taken in for questioning. Sibusiso Langa Sandile has since been charged for the murders and appeared in court. Investigations are ongoing and we cannot rule out the possibility of further arrests taking place. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Kombi Nkosi Jula, praised the detective team for the breakthrough. "We are confident that detectives are on the correct path and in terms of the investigation, and that the perpetrators of this heinous crime will be brought to book," he said. We also look at the hoax refutal to a fake news story. This media statement is from the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigations, the hoax. The Sunday Tribune newspaper recently published a story headlined, "Hawks Report Clears Lindi Wesisulu's Advisor of Wrongdoing in Pretoria." It is described how Mpuzi Mdegazi, the advisor to Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation Minister Lindi Wesisulu, has been cleared of all wrongdoing according to a leaked report by the national head of the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, the DPCI. According to the story, the so-called report was addressed to Minister Sisulu, exonerated Mdegazi on allegations of fraud, corruption, tender irregularities, and contravention of the Public Finance Management Act. The so-called report, which is in form of a letter written and signed by a Colonel A.B. Lidwaba from the Hawks, advised that the investigation had been finalized. The alleged proof in Colonel Lidwaba's report, claimed evidence, was circumstantial and insufficient to proceed with prosecution, and that a supposed audit report did not implicate Mdegazi directly, as due process was followed, forbidding an awarding of all the tenders. The DPCI wishes to distance itself from the so-called leaked report and states unequivocally that it does not have a lieutenant colonel or Colonel Lidwaba within its tenders. The DPCI also wishes to condemn the bogus letter with the strongest contempt. It is regrettable that the journalist Ayanda Mdluli failed to verify the so-called report with the DPCI. An investigation is currently underway to find the source of the fake letters, and necessary action will be taken against the perpetrators. It is hoped that no one was duped into paying money to the author of this fictitious letter. Attempts were made in the past where a suspect used similar type of letter and the DPCI arrested the imposter, said a member of the Hawks. In other news, the Hawks arrest three for illegally selling stands. An intelligence-driven operation by the Serious Commercial Crime Investigation led to the arrest of three suspects aged 30 and 57 for illegally selling stands and impersonating a chief in Vuwani Village. In other news, Hawks arrest three for illegally selling stands. This media statement is from the Directorate for Priority Crimes Investigation, the Hawks. An intelligence-driven operation by the Serious Commercial Crime Investigation led to the arrest of three suspects aged between 30 and 57 for illegally selling stands and impersonating a chief in Vuwani Village outside Tohoyando on Saturday, the 30th of May. The Hawks received a complaint that the suspects were allegedly selling stands illegally in Vuwani area for 3,500 rand each. An undercover operation was conducted and the team caught the suspects in the act. The suspects are expected to make their first appearance in the Vuwani Magistrates Court on allegations of fraud and impersonation. In the Northern Cape, we take a look at alleged hiking suspect put behind bars. The Northern Cape SAPS Organized Crime Detective Unit arrested one male suspect for recent alleged hijackings. On Friday, the 1st of May, between 8 and 9 in the morning, two alleged hijackings on the N8 and N12 were reported in Warrington SAPS. It is alleged the victims were robbed by three unknown males driving a silver BMW without registration plates. The victims were robbed of an undisclosed amount of money and four cell phones. On Monday, the 11th of May, members of the Northern Cape Provincial Organized Crime Detective Unit received information that there was two suspects who was arrested in Hopstad and the Free State Province on a hijacking case, and the suspect was arrested driving a silver BMW. The description of the suspect matched the description that was given by the victims. The Northern Cape Provincial Organized Crime Detective Unit are also busy with more investigations that could be linking the suspect to the alleged crimes. The BMW was also confiscated as it was allegedly utilized in the commission of a crime. Two suspects are still at large. A 30-year-old male with suspects was arrested in Hopstad and appeared in the Warrenton Magistrate Courts. The investigation continues. And still in the Northern Cape, a life sentence for rape in Bridgetown. The police welcomed the rape sentence that was handed down to a 24-year-old man after he was found guilty of four counts of rape and sentenced to life imprisonment in the DR Magistrates Court recently. On the 28th of July 2017, at 9 p.m. in the evening, the 20-year-old female victim was on her way to visit her friend. She was accosted by the accused and forced into a vacant house situated in the area. The accused then forced the victim to the ground, then assaulted her and raped her repeatedly. The accused was arrested 5 days later after police received information from the community. The accused remained in custody up until his sentencing on the 3rd of June. The provincial head of the Northern Cape Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit, Brigadier Nikki Mills, commended the investigating officer, Sergeant Lebogang Seradi from the DRFCS, for a superb job done. The community also applauded for their assistance that led to this great sentence and ultimately removing the perpetrator from the streets, said Mills. In the Eastern Cape, police visibility breaks foot in Nyanga Cluster Policing Precinct. Strides and zeal by members to fight crime continue to bear fruit in the Nyanga Cluster Policing Precinct. This morning at about 9:30, a teenager was arrested shortly after he and two accomplices hijacked an e-hailing driver in Brussels Roads in Browns Farm. The driver was responding to a request to pick up a client, and when he arrived, he was attacked by the suspects. Members who were on patrol in the area of Brown's Farm spotted a Toyota Etios and noticed the driver and passenger were fighting inside the vehicle, and on investigation, they found it was an e-hailing driver who was stabbed by the teenager. The suspect was arrested. The driver sustained stab wounds in his head and hand. In another occurrence, a 40-year-old man was also arrested in possession of 300 CDs and 400 DVDs with a street value of 10,965 rands. Members were busy conducting crime prevention duties at one of the shopping centers in Browns Farm when they came across the suspect selling counterfeit goods. Meanwhile, members attached to the LC's crime prevention group arrested two suspects aged 26 and 36 for the possession of a prohibited firearm and illegal possession of ammunition. The members responded to a complaint of shots that were fired in Avon Wood and on arrival arrested the two suspects. A 9mm parabellum and 12 rounds were confiscated. The four suspects, aged between 15 and 40, would appear in different magistrate courts soon for the possession of a prohibited firearm, illegal possession of ammunition, possession of counterfeit goods, hijacking, and murder attempts. Still in the Eastern Cape, robbery accused gets sentenced. A 24-year-old robbery accused pleaded guilty and was sentenced in the Port Elizabeth Magistrates Court for a business robbery which took place in July 2019 at a bottle store in the Rick Street Central. On Friday, the 5th of July 2019, at about 7 p.m., the cashier was robbed at gunpoint by three unknown men. An unknown amount of cash and liquor was taken. Through available CCTV footage, Romano Oliver, aged 29, was arrested in October 2019. The second suspect, Joshua Gogh, aged 26, was arrested in January 2020. Both appeared in court and were released on R1,000 bail. They were expected back in court in July. In May 2020, Franklin Stevens, aged 24, was arrested in Salt Lake. He pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 6 years imprisonment, of which 2 years were suspended. He will effectively serve 4 years in prison. In Thornhill, the police are seeking community assistance in locating a missing man. Investigating officers from the South African Police Service in Thornhill would like to make an urgent appeal to members of the community to assist them in locating a missing 69-year-old man. Hans Basterman, also known as Lucky, left his house in Trongo Close, Thornhill, on Monday, the 1st of June 2020, at about 1 p.m. and never returned. Hans Basterman is about 1.7 meters tall and weighs about 80 kg. He was dressed in a blue t-shirt, blue jacket, and red tackies. The word love is tattooed on his left arm. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is urged to contact the investigating officer, Detective Warrant Officer Heinrich Redier, on 082-441-7921 or the Thornhill SAPS on 042-286-6200. The SAPS Crime Stop on 08600 10111, Crime Line SMS 32211, or contact the nearest police station. Anyone who has information on crime are requested to contact the Crime Stop on 08600 10111. Callers may remain anonymous and all information will be treated with the strictest confidentiality. And in Bulugwane, the acting provincial commissioner commends members for foiling armed robbery. The acting provincial commissioner of the South African Police Service in Limpopo, Major General Petrus Sherpas, has highly commended members of Crime Intelligence and the Tactical Response Team, the TRT unit, for successfully foiling an armed robbery that was to take place yesterday, the 3rd of June, at the post office, which is used as social grants pay point at Attock and Apple Policing Station. Members receive information about a police robbery at Attock in Bokolatladi area and immediately conducted a snap operation with the help of a police helicopter. A suspicious vehicle, a Ford Ranger, with three occupants was spotted along the D4180 road between Attock and Khasilebe. Soon after stopping, the driver suddenly got out and allegedly pointed the members with the firearm. The suspect was then shot and the firearm was taken. He was taken to hospital where he was admitted under police guard. Another vehicle, a Toyota Quantum with five occupants, was spotted along the D190 in Attock area and the driver was also ordered to stop. When searching the vehicle, the police found a firearm hidden inside and all five suspects were apprehended. The suspects, aged between 24 and 40, will appear in Sekhukhune Magistrates Court on the 5th of June, facing a charge of conspiracy to commit armed robbery and possession of illegal firearms and ammunition. Meanwhile, in Sishego, the police have launched a manhunt for unknown suspects who on the morning of the 4th of June, stormed into the post office in Sishego Zone 4 and robbed an undisclosed amount of cash. It is alleged that four suspects armed with firearms entered the post office where social grants were being paid out and demanded the money from the tellers. The suspects also managed to overpower the security official on duty and wrestled away his service pistol. They then fled from the scene after taking the money. It is now becoming clear that our post offices are beginning to be targets of armed robbers as well as the police. We will intensify our operations around all affected areas. I urge all relevant stakeholders to closely work with us to stop these criminals in their tracks, concluded General Sheepers. Anyone with information is requested to contact Colonel Mohale on 071-497-2329 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. In the Northwest, husband and wife appear in court for possession of suspected stolen property, unlicensed firearms and ammunition. Willem Hendrik Barnold, 45, and his wife, Rowan Barnold, aged 42, reappeared before the Klerksdorp Magistrates Court for possession of suspected stolen property and possession of unlicensed firearms and ammunition. The couple was arrested by Klerksdorp police on Tuesday, the 2nd of June, at about 1 p.m. Police received information that stolen items were kept and sold from the accused residence and a search warrant was obtained. During the execution of the warrant, police discovered close to 30 CCTV cameras and 4 unlicensed firearms, consisting of a shotgun, 2 rifles, and a revolver. Furthermore, 493 bullets of different calibers were found and no license could be produced. The couple was immediately arrested and all items were seized. They applied for an urgent court appearance and appeared for the first time before the Klerksdorp Magistrates Court and were granted 500 rands bail each. The Provincial Commissioner of Northwest, Lieutenant General Silo Kwena, expressed his appreciation towards members for their success. He reiterated that the police, working together with communities, will not hesitate to ensure that illegal firearms are removed from the wrong hands while perpetrators are brought to book. In KwaZulu-Natal, a swift response led to the arrest of 4 suspects. On the 3rd of June, at about 3 o'clock, Durban Central Police were conducting crime prevention duties at the Durban CBD when they responded to a murder in progress along Anton Lembede and Joe Slovo Street. On arrival, they were shown the body of a 30-year-old man with multiple stab wounds and he was certified dead at the scene. Swift response by the police allowed them to chase after the getaway vehicle and arrest 4 suspects for murder. The suspects appeared at the Durban Magistrates Court where they were faced with charges of murder. It is alleged that the victim was in the Durban CBD when he was attacked by the suspects with bricks and stabbed multiple times on the body. The suspects thereafter fled the scene in their getaway vehicle. Police gave chase and apprehended the suspects within minutes of the incident. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Kombi Nkosi Jula, commended the Durban Central Police for swiftly arresting perpetrators. Also in the KwaZulu-Natal, 30 stolen cattle recovered during police operation. The Zululand Stock Theft Unit embarked on an operation in the Zululand cluster searching for suspects involved in the theft of stock. The operation was carried out on the 2nd of June at 8 until the 3rd of June at 4, focusing on areas such as Kwankungu, Hlobane and Paul Petersburg. The team went to Kwankungu area following up on suspects in possession of stolen stock. Upon arrival of the police, the suspects ran to nearby bushes. When the team entered the bush, they discovered 10 cattle hidden all through this, although the suspects were not found. The team also proceeded to East Mine in Hlobane, where a total of 14 cattle were stolen. The stolen cattle were recovered before the case was opened. The team also proceeded to Paul Petersburg following information about suspects involved in the theft of a fence at a farm. It is alleged that on the 12th of April 2020, at about 3 o'clock, a fence at a farm in Dumbe was cut and stolen by unknown suspects. A case of theft was then opened for investigation. Two suspects aged 38 and 41 were placed under arrest for theft. They were also found in possession of stolen wire. Whilst police officers were busy effecting an arrest, they received information about suspects who were herding stolen cattle in the bushes at Dumbe. A search was conducted and the suspects fled immediately when they saw police officers. A total of six cattle was recovered in the bushes. Some of the stolen stock were positively identified and handed to the lawful owners, whilst the remaining were taken into a pound. The arrested suspects are due to appear in the Paul Petersburg Magistrate Court soon. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, commended the stock theft team for the recovery of livestock. Again in KwaZulu-Natal, a suspect involved in the killing of four people at Creighton was arrested. It is alleged that on the 3rd of June 2020, at about 5:30 p.m, seven people were at Kento Cow in Creighton when the perpetrator showed up and opened fire towards them. He opened fire randomly and four people aged between 25 and 50 were fatally shot. Two victims survived with no injuries, whilst another was taken to hospital for medical attention due to the nature of the injuries sustained. Creighton detectives worked around the clock searching for the suspects involved in the murders. They followed all possible leads, and in the early hours of the morning, the suspect was traced to the Ikopo area. A 33-year-old man has been detained on charges of murder and attempted murder. Further investigations are still ongoing, and the motive for the attack is yet to be established. He is due to appear in the Hlanganani Magistrates Court soon. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, commended the detectives swiftly for arresting the perpetrator. "I am glad that the suspect has been arrested, and we will do everything within our control to bring all perpetrators to book," he said. For more updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on socials. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.